Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Planned Parenthood director's story unravels in court and is caught in a lie. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I would just have loved to have been a fly on the wall during the civil trial. This must have been amazing watching this unravel.
Yes, in fact, it was amazing. On the fifth day of the civil trial, which is still going on, in the Planned Parenthood versus the Center for Medical Progress case, in which Sandra Merritt, our client, is a defendant, Planned Parenthood's Southwest associate medical director was caught lying on the witness stand. And this particular abortionist claimed, well, he was fearful for his safety because he didn't want to be outed as an abortionist. He had been private and didn't really want that information to be out. And so he had heard that these videos were done, although the video regarding this individual has never been released because a court stopped the release of the video. So there's a number of other videos that have been made, but a court stopped them, contrary to, frankly, the First Amendment right to do this. So he was saying he was concerned, and based on his concern, his fear of being outed as an abortionist, Planned Parenthood says they are entitled to monetary damages because of this director who was concerned that
anxious,
he
said.
Would be
yeah.
anxious. Yeah. Anxious is the word. I'm anxious.
Yeah.
And because of his anxiety of being, quote, outed as an abortionist, well, they say that they're entitled to damages.
Well.
Yeah. So, Matt, this guy's named Dr. Thomas Moran. He was on the witness stand, and our attorney, Harry Mihet, cross-examined him. And under oath, he said that he had never posted anything online about his abortion work.
He was very quiet about
Kept
what he did.
Kept a low profile, yes. Yeah. Didn't want to draw attention to his abortion work on the basis of his anxiety of being outed.
Fearful.
He asked the jury to award damages. But during cross-examination, Harry Mihet had some really amazing time. It was very clear that Moran had manufactured his entire story. He confronted Dr. Moran with a public online petition. That's right. Dr. Moran signed a petition, and it was made public, and it's been out there, and it's online, and his name as an abortion provider is there. And what does the petition pledge? Pledges to be a, quote, loud and clear advocate, close quote, for unlimited abortion rights. And Matt, when Harry asked him if this was consistent with how he had a low profile, didn't want to draw attention to him, Moran's first reaction was, quote, a teeny bit of embarrassment.
Can you imagine that?
I mean, that's a quote. That's what he said.
An abortion doctor saying that, a teeny bit of embarrassment here.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So basically he's making up a story to try to get monetary damages when he's been allowed and vocal supporter of abortion on demand.
Oh, but that's not all,
folks. That's not all. It's not all. So he goes on, and there's this booklet, this manual online. It's online called Early Abortion Training Workbook by the University of Southern California, San Francisco's Bixby Center. And Moran said he was proud of his contribution. How did this come up? Harry presented it to him. And guess what? Dr. Moran's name is listed in there as part of a thank you for his contribution to this early abortion training workbook. And it's online. Harry presented it to him, and Dr. Moran did not back down. He says, I'm proud of my contribution. I would not remove my name from the public document. When Harry then came back and said, well, then the defendants did nothing to out you as an abortion provider, correct? He hummed and hawed, and he didn't want to answer. And finally, the judge instructed him to answer. He says, well, they outed several of my colleagues, but what about you?
Right, because that was his whole point.
And he ended up saying, yeah.
Right.
No, because he's already out there.
Yeah.
Right.
So he starts off, I'm anxious because, oh, they were going to release a video, which never did happen, by the way, because it got blocked by another court. So it never came out. But I was anxious.
I'm fearing for my life because
fearful.
They might find out I'm an
they
abortion
might
doctor.
People might find out I'm an abortion provider and I want to keep a low profile. Oh, yeah, right. Well, then what about this petition that you want to be a loud and clear advocate? That doesn't sound like a low profile.
This is like an episode of Perry Mason.
Or Matlock. That's what I think about.
Perry confronted Moran about his earlier sworn testimony about keeping a low profile and avoiding attention and never publishing anything about his abortion work and that was untrue. And Harry said, the one thing you were anxious our defendants would do, you voluntarily did yourself in open court. Harry said that. And then Moran's response, this is where it's like a Perry Mason. He says, counselor, you got me.
Yeah, this doctor says, counselor. I mean, and so here's a 12-member jury. And this guy who gets up on the stand, who's Planned Parenthood's witness, and they're arguing that he's anxious. Therefore, you ought to give this abortion giant lots of money because they made him anxious. Now you find out that this guy's a liar. And he's already said online, I want to be a loud and clear advocate. And he wanted to be a loud and clear advocate for unlimited abortion rights, which include, and the jury was able to see this, these bullet points. One of them is that minors have a right to unlimited abortion access and their parents have no right to know or consent. Get out of the way. Minors can have an abortion at any time. That was one of the things he wanted to be loud and clear about. And he's proud of this early abortion training workbook because he's proud of his contributions. And
all this wasn't hidden. I mean, Harry just went online and found this the night before.
Counselor, you got me is what he ends up saying. This is the kind of lying evidence that Planned Parenthood and these abortion advocates put on the stand. This is what happened in New York with the New York Attorney General when they filed suit against the sidewalk counselors, and we represent one of those. They put on people who were caught in outright absolute lies.
Yeah.
Now what we find is people with Planned Parenthood caught in outright absolute lies. The good news is that they're being revealed in court.
And the jury is seeing it.
The jury is seeing that.
Despite the judges banning the evidence and banning a lot of things in court and controlling some of what's been told, it's
so
still coming out.
You know what this, at the very end of this cross-examination, why this Dr. Moran decided to voluntarily decided he was going to be testifying in court. Didn't get subpoenaed. Now, if you're wanting to hide yourself, this is federal court. Anybody can attend. There's a transcript of everything. If you want to be quiet, private, you probably wouldn't say, hey, put me on the witness stand. I'll talk.
They would have had to subpoena him, probably, right?
They would have had to subpoena him against his will and then put him on to examine him. No, he came there of his own free will because he's a loud and clear advocate for abortion, and he's proud of what he does. And then he said at the end he had to admit, well, it wasn't him. He had not been outed because he had already put himself out there. But then he says, somebody has to stop these bullies. Here's a 66-year-old grandmother sitting in the courtroom. If you were a jury and this guy lied on the witness stand.
Who kills babies.
Who kills babies and he's proud of it.
Yes.
And he wants to stop a 66-year-old grandmother bully.
Quote unquote bully, yeah.
Who actually just did a conversation with him and videotaped him. And that never got released, by the way. But it didn't have to because this guy is already out there in the public. I just pray that this jury will see the truth, see the light. They certainly did on this particular cross-examination. So thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray. We're in a multi-week trial, and it's still ongoing. So the case is far from over. We need at least one juror to just simply say no to the Planned Parenthood attempt to silence and punish individuals who are simply telling the world what Planned Parenthood does. This is what Planned Parenthood does. They're not making it up. And it is horrible what they're doing.
Matt, that's all David needed was one smooth stone in a sword fight. So God can prevail here.
And the truth will prevail and set you free. So continue to pray for the case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Sandra. That's a special page that we made just for this case. We're putting a lot of information up there, lc.org/Sandra. And you can also go to that same webpage, lc.org, and hit the subscribe button to subscribe to one or more of our emails, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.